Sunrise is just a platform of South Sudanese, which we thought about it in 2018, because we came to realize that South Sudanese have issues that they need to share, and they lack the platform where they can share their ideas, where they can express their opinion. So we created the WhatsApp groups. It was just as a small group, and we developed the regulation that is governing the group. And the group grown bigger. It's now grown like it has 510 people. So, and this group actually brought a lot of professionals, South Sudanese professionals from across the country, out from the diaspora, from people who are living outside South Sudan, but they are South Sudanese. And it actually became a very important platform for South Sudanese professionals. So this year, it has been a very good, actually. We were having a lot of issues that we were discussing. And one of them was the issue of the water, when there was this issue of dredging that was coming up.
The dredging of River Nam.
Yes, the dredging of the River Nam was one of the great topics that was being discussed intensively, because all the South Sudanese across the country were against the dredging. Because if the dredging take place, it will actually reduce the level of water in the country. And the places that, like, not only the Nile, but places that are also benefiting from the water in the Sud region will dry up. For example, talk about the rainforest in Western Equatoria in Congo. Rainforests and Western Equatoria and Congo, they get their water from the Sud. When there is a vibration, the wind moves the water to the cloud to Western Equatoria, and that is the rainforest which is there. And the rainforests come from these places. And if we give this water away, it means that even our forests will disappear. We will not have resources, and our natural resources will disappear. All the wildlife that we have in South Sudan, they will all disappear. And this is something that we need to preserve, and we want to make sure that we give pressure to the government to make sure that the dredging does not take place, so that our water are not taken away.
Apart from the issue of the dredging of River Nam, what were some of the issues that dominated discussions on Sunrise?
The other issues were also the issue of food security, because people also, the country actually had been having issues of chronic food insecurity across South Sudan, except there are few areas like the Greenbelt area, that is Western Equatoria. And now this year, Jonglei also show a very good sign that they have enough food for themselves. But that alone, the food in Western Equatoria don't go to other places where there's no food. The food in Reng doesn't go to other places where there's no food. So because of access, there is why we talk about food availability and access to food. You might have access availability in the market, but some would have no money to buy it. You might have food in other places like in Reng, in Western Equatoria, but there are no roads that where the traders can take this food to other places. And these are the issues that has been discussed. So a bigger population of the country, they are food insecure, in a simple word. They are food insecure, and they don't have access to food. And this is an issue that has been discussed intensively. And people were urging, actually, the government and private sector to create accessibility by opening the road up so that people can be able to do that and support the small agriculture so that people are able to produce more than what they have. So the other issue that was discussed, apart from food security, was the health care. Because in South Sudan, we have health professionals, but the problem we have in the country are the lack of facilities. There are no facilities. And you know, when there are no facilities for people to diagnose the real issues that are affecting the people, they cannot do anything.
And but there are clinics around town. I've been driving around town. There are clinics. There's Juba Teaching Hospital and other facilities there. Are you talking about lack of equipment, or you're talking about lack of manpower?
No, actually, what I'm talking about is the lack of equipment. The lack of equipment is a big issue, because there is no equipment that can diagnose the real issue. Some of the people that you see that they are going to Egypt, they are going to Kenya, they are going to Uganda, are being transferred by our doctors because they are not able to do more investigation. And that's why they have to send them to other places where they have the better facilities, they will be able to investigate. But now the question is, how many people can go there? That's the big question. Because not everybody that have resources to fly here to Kenya, to Uganda, to Egypt to go and get healthcare.
So you're talking about affordability.
People are not empowered economically. So a lot of people have no job. A lot of people have no money. So they cannot be able to afford healthcare outside the country. And this is a big issue. So, and these are the issues that we are discussing. How best can we strengthen our healthcare so that our people are treated locally here?